You're listening to the Sam and Joe podcast here on soundsphere.mag.com.
Hola y bienvenido. Me llamo Sam y...
My name's Joe.
And this is the Soundsphere podcast. Today we're going to be taking you through our reviews, opinions about certain releases we've picked, both new and old. So without further ado, vamos a comenzar.
That means...
go away, lad.
Okay. Yeah, our first song's going to be Minus the Bear. We're going to go back to their 2010 album, Omni. What does that mean?
Who knows?
I don't know. That was a question. But yeah, this, I guess you'd call me indie rock, generic title, but...
pretty fitting.
Yeah, we'll go with that. But yeah, American rock band from Seattle. Yeah, this is their fourth full length. And
they've got a few remix albums thrown in the mix, haven't they? Minas El Oso, that album.
Oh, it was a remix, but I didn't know that.
Oh, not yet.
Wow.
Way to research. Well, yeah, they've got a remix on the album, in the discography, but...
Wow, it's news to me. Is it any good?
No.
Okay.
Apparently Plan B did a remix of it, but I'm not sure if it's the Plan B. It might just be some kid calling himself Plan B.
Fair enough.
The original.
Oh, but breaking news here. Though.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if you've heard their previous album, Planet of Ice, then you're into much the same. I'd probably have to flip a coin between which one's better.
It's that.
Yeah, it's a fine line, really. Yeah, it's they're one of those bands that, I don't know, they, it seems like they have a lot of ideas, but they can't quite execute them.
It's like an overactive child in a playpen. Just builds and blocks.
Yeah, that's one way. I think the biggest problem I have is vocalist and guitarist Jake Snyder. He's a great vocalist, but I don't know, he just needs to let loose sometimes. Like, it feels like he's too guarded when he sings.
Yeah, that's totally what I got from the yeah, it's Jake, is it?
Yeah.
Jake, yeah. Yeah, I thought he's a capable singer. You can tell he's got talent, but it often sounds like he's being forced to sing like a chore.
Mm.
In like the crescendos in the song, he's doing it like in kind of lethargic, lackluster way.
Yeah, and he needs to take on a cocaine or something. And
yeah, go mad.
Like, yeah. He's...
In a way, it kind of matches the persona of the band. It's kind of, you know, too cool for school kind of.
Yeah.
Thing that they've got going on, and it makes sense, you know, to have an over the top vocalist, like a Man of War kind of power metal screamer, but
yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, it's not like it has to be the way I want, like,
yeah.
But you know, he is good, but I don't know. I mean, the music's great.
Yeah,
it's just the vocalist. Like, I mean, it's the way it's mixed. Like, his vocals are kind of pushed back, like to the
side. The left.
To the void. I don't know. But,
yeah, I thought the most prominent thing, you know, the fact it's, you know, fairly commercial and mainstream record is the really weird time signatures and rhythm compositions. Like, you wouldn't be out of place in a prog record.
Yeah, particularly some Animal Backwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like
crazy.
I don't know what's going on.
Backwards is not the double sided single of the song before.
Yeah, what's it called?
Time something?
Into the Mirror.
Oh, that's it. I don't know what I'm on about.
I don't know why it's called Into the Mirror backwards. Wouldn't that be?
Because, I don't know.
I'm confused.
Deep. It is deep. I like that. I think they do a really good job of blending electrical and traditional instruments. Like, a lot of bands will often have, like a lot of contemporary bands especially, will have, it'll either be an electronic band with, you know, guitar in, or a guitar based band with electronic in just to make a statement of intent, like, oh, look how well we can mix stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely, I think, more synthy than previous albums.
Yeah, but they've perfectly integrated the two elements in this release. The balance is just right, I'd say.
It's chill out rock. Something to just...
It's not something that'll get your hair standing on end, like you listen to it and the shiver's like, good.
That's the thing, though. I'm still waiting for that album from them to be the one that you can just...
Maybe the remix one will be.
How old is it, like?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Centuries old.
Maybe, when was King Henry VIII? Was that like...
Dinosaur time, I don't know.
Yeah, not then.
A bit before that.
Definitely not then.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But, we're going to go with a song called Summer Angel. And, hopefully you'll dig it. This is Minus a Bear. When we made it to the garden, it was well past night. Our hands came to agreement as we walked in time. A jealous rose stole a thread from her skirted thigh.
Manus the Bear with the track Summer Angel off the 2010 release Omni. We've actually got a somewhat of an interesting fact for you about that album. If you want to prepare yourself, if you want to hike up your belt. And
if you're standing up, then you should sit down. Maybe.
Yeah, or if you're sitting down, stand up, have a walk. we'll take a break if you want. You know,
just be prepared.
They actually won the incredibly prestigious 2010 Official Indie Rock Band of the Fantasy Football Podcast. Official. Fine. Not the unofficial, I'm talking...
I don't know what you just said, but...
The big guns.
Sounded big.
Yeah.
Sounded important.
It was.
Well, there you go. I believe they also got picketed by a Christian group outside one of their gigs for the overtly sexual lyrics, in inverted commas. couldn't hear that, but
yeah. Should be a sound from a better comment. Like a boo.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you can just imagine me doing that. But yeah, I don't know. Some people are just a bit nuts. But yeah, what's next? What are we playing?
Well, next for you avid listeners is the linear down tempo stylings of Bonobo. Bonobo is actually the pseudonym for the multi-talented producer DJ. And of course, musician Simon Green. He's been around the UK underground music scene for what seems like an eternity, pretty much. He started his career in 1999, and ever since he's been considered pretty much one of the main down-tempo pioneers of the last decade.
Since the dinosaur times.
Henry VIII and dinosaurs. Back when he was riding dinosaurs and stuff.
Oh man.
This is Bonobo's fourth album. It's called Black Sands, and I found listening to it, it was completely about the general atmosphere and the mise en bande of his talent rather than focus on any a particular melody. Like, compared to, say, the other albums we're doing, Minus the Bear and Henry and his Dinosaur and all that, I found that those type of bands are more focused on a specific riff or a melody, like I said, but this album's much more linear, and you know, although it contains many complex, you know, bass lines and different samples and stuff.
Do you mean like you listen to the whole album? You need to listen to the whole album.
In a sense, yeah, it does seem like it's one piece of coherent artwork. But I mean, more if say you're listening to it, I wouldn't think, oh, it's a really great melody. I think that's the general feel that song. It's like soundtrack music.
Yeah, I mean, I found the first half really good.
And the second.
And then the second half, it does dip, I found. I mean, the first track, Prelude, was great.
Yeah.
I loved that melody, and I would have loved it to keep going. You know, with
it just continues to the
second, yeah, song, just
slightly.
Just a beat and behind that, and would have been great, but track two, Kiara, and track three, Kong, they're all great, but the second half, I didn't dig it too much. Too much sax.
Sax.
Saxophone.
Yeah.
For my liking.
Fair play.
And even the songs with vocals, I think, were my less favourite. I didn't think they added much.
Yeah.
I think it was, what,
that's exactly what I mean about it being more of a... You should focus more on the general feel rather than specific lyrics and digging the beats. And I really love the album, though. I mean,
yeah, I didn't think you needed to add any vocals to songs.
I found that what was different, I always, with this album compared to recent ones I've listened to, is usually when I'm listening to an album, the more time and effort I put into it, the more I'll be into it, you know, the more I discover about it, and you know, the more reward that you get from it. But with this one, it's almost as if, you know, it's consistent, but after like 10 or 11 listens, you're not like, whoa, I forgot about that bit. It's like, okay, there's another saxophone.
Yeah.
Another urban singer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I think the songs are a bit too long. I think he can't quite hack most of them around the 4 minute, 5 minute mark. But
I think that's the general consensus of his composition. It's more about minimalist build-ups. Go into a multifaceted ending, but there's no parts where you think, oh, that was worth a 4 minute build up.
Yeah, I mean, like that song, yeah, Prelude, I would have loved that. Yeah. Keep going. I think that was, I don't know, it's all a bit reverse. The songs that are really good aren't long enough, and
I love it. Dad, it's personally, it's one of my favourite albums of the year. Just not even as a piece of music, as a piece of art, really, because I think it's really well crafted. And to say it's background or mood music would be pretty unfair. Like, it's kind of degrading to what it is, even though it does perfectly sit as background music.
Yeah,
it is more than that.
Simply electronic music. Never been really into it. We played that Ratatat not long ago.
Oh, that's cool. And that's a different style, though, isn't it? It's more down tempo electronic. That's more crazy. What was the example we gave? One of the hipster party or something.
Oh yeah.
People walking around with Ray Bans, bumping into each other.
Yeah. But this is not that.
No, this is more come down, like just
sitting down, wearing
wearing normal reading glasses.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, which song should we play?
Oof. Well, it's a tough call, but I've personally chose the what's it called?
All In Forms.
All In Forms. That was the one. It was personally I found it hard to choose between the second one, Kiara, and All In Forms. But I think All In Forms represents his minimalist style best.
Yeah, it's fun. Let's go with it.
So I hope you guys enjoy it. This is All In Forms by Bonobo.
Thank you.
was Bonobo with the song All In Forms, taken from their 2010 album Black Sands. Next song is Darkest Hour. As they're releasing their new album The Human Romance tomorrow, actually 22nd of February, we thought we'd go back in time to their 2009 album The Eternal Return, their sixth full-length album. Yeah, their first without guitarist Chris Norris, who left the band before this, which is a bit of a shame. He's involved in their best work, the albums Undoing Ruin and Deliver Us, which were magnificent. But, yeah.
Yeah, they said they hope to make an aggressive metal album with this one, and quoting them, they said they want no pop hit or stylistic departure to broaden the fan base, which is quite a bold but slightly immature statement, saying, you know, they want to keep to the guns and just do metal.
Yeah, one of those generic things with bands that we say we're going back to their roots. And
even more cliche, like most artists have compared this record as having elements of all their old records, like, you know, they say, you know, with the technical ability from the first album, the musicianship, and
I don't know, bands always tell those things like this album's going to be heavier, faster, louder, blah, blah, blah. It's a load of crap, but
I should also mention that apparently fans were given the chance to win an opportunity for Darkest Hour to play at the house, which is pretty cool with the record.
Who won?
No idea. Oh. I hope it wasn't Joseph Fritzl, that'd be pretty awkward.
I don't know why. Just
him and you know Joseph Fritzl is?
No, I don't know why they would choose him.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be strange.
It's a pretty cool idea though, them going to...
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, yeah. Unless, you know, if the house is Africa or something, it's going to be pretty awful.
Yeah, he wouldn't bother.
No.
I
like the idea.
Yeah, I mean, going back to The Eternal Return, I think the artwork is the best thing I could say about it. It's harsh as it's
snap.
I know.
We need some urban audience in here. It's like, oh, no.
Booyah. Yeah, I mean, totally lost everything that made, you know, Undoing Ruin and Deliver Us, you know, lost everything that made them great. You know, it's kind of lost that, you know, that Gothenburg melodic death kind of sound. Vocalist John Henry, you know, lost that kind of the melody to his voice he used in a few songs that he would actually sing properly. Doesn't do that at all, which I think is a great shame, because that made songs like Demons and Paradox of Flies on
Damn It. It's always unfair to judge an album based on previous efforts, but considering they said it's just like all the effort, I think, you know, we should be entitled to. I mean, dissecting it next to...
I think it's such a shame they lost those, that kind of thing, because that made it so great. But
comparing it to Deliver Us, though, it's you know, evident that a lack of adventure is present. I mean, you know, without the lighter, you know, anticipatory parts, you know, to build up the heavy parts.
Yeah, there's no chill out kind of quieter parts that, you know, you need to balance out the record.
Yeah.
It's just too aggressive and...
It's not versatile, like, what they're famed for being.
Yeah, no, they've just thrown too much into the heavy pot.
It's a solid metalcore album and in places melodic death album, but as consistent-ish as it can be, it's pretty limp and dull as well.
Yeah, I mean, if this was their first album, I'd be, it's alright.
Yeah.
You know, but to know what they're capable of and to hear this, it's a disappointment.
It's not without its highlights, though. There's some incredible guitar work and the solos are amazing, as always. I mean, you don't expect anything less from the solos of Darkest Hour.
Yeah, they're great.
But it doesn't really make up for the lazy approach to...
Unimaginative.
Yeah, that is a word.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect from the newest one, Human Romance.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
But Human Romance.
Yeah.
It's pretty stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, terrible front cover as well. It's
just a screenshot from a John Travolta film. That'd be pretty cool.
Probably not.
I That'd be cool. That'd be a cool idea.
It's lame, you have to say. It's a pretty lame name as well. Lame the story, huh? But,
it's the verdict you're giving. It's lame. All around lame.
I haven't heard it, but I'm basing it. Yeah, so yeah, that goes. But, yeah, we're going to play the song A Distorted Utopia from Eternal Return. It's a
from the last 2009 effort, The Eternal Return. The final album that we're reviewing is the 2006 Stephen Brodsky's Octave Museum. Quite a tongue.
Mouthful?
I'm mixing it up. That's how much it is. It's both a tongue twister and a mouthful. You may recognise Mr. Brodsky's name if you're a fan at all of hardcore. Converge and Caveman are just two of the numerous projects he's been involved in. So naturally, upon the announcement of this solo career, many fanatics expected him to, his musical direction to follow the same vein as, the aggressive hardcore side of his, musical brain. But instead, he's completely sidestepped all expectations and released a vintage pop album in the same vein as like Roy Orbison and the Pixies. I say it's vintage pop, but it's pretty hard to class. I mean, there's all different stuff on. There's some bluegrass, there's some surfer, but I mean, I think generally you could say it's definitely an album rooted in the past.
Yeah, it seems a bit of a homage to the bands he's probably grown up listening to. Mm-hmm.
Some Beatles in there as well.
Yeah, Beatles and Stones and all them lot. But
what's your take on this?
Yeah, I found the album as a whole, I think, a bit far too repetitive. Like, I don't know, you could walk out of the room and miss like a minute of a song and just walk back in and know you haven't missed anything. Like the song.
Maybe the one part you missed was like some crazy happening to him. Like a solo and a dance beat.
Yeah, I don't know, like, the song is just plod along without much change, like, you know, I just didn't, you know, just, the album as a whole, yeah, it's just too repetitive, but the one song I did find, like, to be a change was Swinging in the Sky, which is a big change, like, kind of country blues and a bit folky. You know, if the whole album's like that, I'd be well impressed, but,
I'd say it's a solid album. I really like the vibrant and positive attitude it possesses. I mean, in a time where all bands seem to be becoming more dark and brooding with each release, I'd say it's a breath of fresh air, really. I really
yeah. Like this one. I mean, you could say, you know, less is more in this case, but I don't know. I don't think the ideas are strong enough to carry it. Like, the vocals and the guitar work isn't strong enough to warrant that expression.
I think the focus is less on, it's more on Stephen's vocal ability as opposed to the musicianship of the band, hence, you know, Stephen Brodsky's, you know, Octave Museum, not Stephen Brodsky and a few mates. his museum.
yeah, I don't know, I think, like, there's the song Redheaded Butterfly, which I thought that was quite post-rocky and that I was getting into it. But I don't know, just overall, it's, like I said, you could just miss half of it, walk back in and you know, you'd miss nothing. Yeah, it's just one of those things, really. But the song we're going to play is Kid Defender. So, make up your own mind. This is Steve Rybalski.
Let you eat the blood.
self-titled album from 2006. Me and Joe were divided on this one, but I already dig it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
If you're into your elevator music.
We might have to fight out in a cage later on, just to decide who's right.
We'll see.
Weapon of choice?
I'll have the dinosaur.
You have Arthur Henry.
King Henry, yeah.
The King Henry.
It's on.
Yeah.
There we go. But, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed that, folks. You know, hope you got something out of it. And, yeah, until next time, we'll have much of the same. And, yeah, any quote you'd like to reel off?
Quotes.
Quotes, well, could be here a while.
Whoa, how long have we got, man?
A few minutes, probably.
Let me think. No.
Okay.
What about you?
I've got nothing, man.
You said that as though you had some mind-blowing...
No. I heard something the other day, something like, a stumble may prevent a fall, which I thought was pretty cool. Oh,
stupid.
I think it's good, like, to learn from your mistake before you kind of make it.
I suppose. I learned, in case anyone's a film fan, I saw Adaptation the other day, and it's a quite a good quote. I don't know if you like it or not, but I'm feeling the pressure now to
cite something. It's better be good, yeah.
No, it's, you are what you love, not what loves you. It's pretty good.
I think mine was better.
No. Again,
we'll leave it to a poll.
We'll sell it in the duel. We'll sell it in the duel later.
We'll leave it to the fans. They can do like a poll online.
Create their own website. And
the winner gets a dinosaur.
Nice.
A picture of a dinosaur.
Yeah. Signed by the dinosaur.
The theme here tonight is dinosaurs. If you haven't heard. But, yeah. Well, that's it. Until next time. Sayonara.
Nos vemos.